Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase McCabe in for Robbie Stanley today. Predators back in action tonight. They will take on the St. Louis Blues. I'll actually have pregame coverage for you starting at 6 o'clock here on 102.5, 106.3, the game. Let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and say hello to Predators assistant coach Dan Lambert, who has been nice enough to join us. Coach, how you doing? Okay, there we go. Now we got him. Coach, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. Going into St. Louis tonight, riding a two-game win streak, and the nice thing is most of your games this month are at home now that you've wrapped up that five-game road trip, but got one little quick getaway tonight in St. Louis. What have you seen out of your club, though, against Calgary and Columbus, those two back-to-back wins?
Well, you know, first of all, I think, you know, we'd be lying if we didn't say we got great goaltending in both those games, specifically later on in the second half of the game or specifically in the third period. I thought our goalies really stepped up. I don't know if it was fatigue or what set in, but we certainly didn't have third periods that we wanted. But, you know, in saying that, we found a way to win, and we never apologize for that.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously, like you said, Dan, you know, of course, UC Saros has been Vezina level. I'd say he's probably arguably been the best goalie in the league for about 2 months now. But Kevin Lankinen, I don't know that he's getting enough attention for how consistently good he's been. You look at his numbers, and they're right there as well. Would you say that it's, at this point, is he a pleasant surprise to you guys?
Yeah, he really is. He really has been. I mean, first and foremost, Kevin Lankinen is an unbelievable pro. You know, he shows up every day with a smile on his face and really works diligently every single day, whether he's playing or not playing. And I think him and UC have a really good relationship, which I'm sure helps. And they push one another. You know, it's one of those things where you love to see that as coaches, because they work so well together. And you're absolutely right. He has, every game he's played, he's given us a chance to win.
We're talking to Predators assistant coach Dan Lambert. The stats for Cody Glass may not pop out at you on paper, but when you've watched him in his game and how he's grown as an NHL player, what do you see out of him?
Well, you know what? It's funny. Cody, I coached against him in junior hockey, and he was a fantastic player. And you're starting to see that now. And I think the struggle, some of the struggles were just the fact that his injuries that he got in his first year pro and near the end of his junior career. And then, it really affected his psyche and his game overall. Now you're starting to see his speed. You're starting to see his playmaking ability, and it's really great to see. You know, Cody's been through tough times, and now he's working through it. And he's we're thrilled to see him play at the level that he's playing right now.
And obviously, Danny had to you've got to be able to play on both ends of the ice. And I know John Hines has talked about that a little bit, about sort of the process of getting him there and really putting him into some really tough matchups, and he seems to be handling that well. What's the work required, or what did it take for him to get to that point where he could play a complete game?
Well, I think that he, first of all, I think confidence was a big thing for him. I think early on in the season when we challenged him with those minutes, those situations, I think he struggled. He wasn't convinced that he was ready for that. And now I think through the work, through the, giving him other opportunities, he's been able to work through it. And now he's done a fantastic job. And now he's in a position where we feel like we can play him against anybody. And he's been up to the task. So it's been great to see.
Yeah, and sticking with the theme of young players, Juuso Parsonen in 18 points in 30 games in his NHL career, You know, we've seen him contribute both in goal scoring, but really being kind of an assist master. But do you feel like that after maybe his first month in the league, that's where things kind of settled down for him and you really got to see what kind of a player he could be?
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, being from Finland and this being his first year in North America, he's adapted to the game very well here in North America. And obviously, he's learning on a daily basis. I mean, you can tell that his work ethic is amazing every single day, not just on the ice, but off the ice as well in the gym. He's really well put together. And I think that every game, it seems like he's understanding, okay, I can hang on to pucks a little longer. I can make plays. I think his game's only going to progress. And a big part of that is just his everyday, the way he comes to the rink. He's a great young man, and his habits are truly one of a great professional. And I think that, you know, with that attitude, his game is just going to continue to progress.
So, Dan, I know the power play, you know, has had, you know, ups and downs after a really tough start. But where do you think it is right now, and what's it going to take to, you know, to get it close to what it was last season?
So we look at 10-game segments, and the 10-game segment previously, so I think that was about 3 or 4 games ago, our power play had been really good in that segment. In this segment, it hasn't been as good. Last game, we really struggled. We struggled with our execution. We struggled with our battle level. And those are things that, you know, I when you play a lot of games and not a lot of practice time, sometimes things can get off the rails a little bit. And certainly, we need it to be better tonight. We know that. And the power play guys know that. And they have a lot of pride. And I'm sure that we're going to bounce back here from a night that, like I said, we really had troubles with execution. We weren't able to get any ozone time. So tonight, you know, it's going to be a big part of our focus. And I believe that our guys are going to find a way to be better.
Dan Lambert is with us. And, you know, we saw that 5-game road trip. It's hard to be, you know, on the road that long. But, you know, players will tell you that there's good bonding time. How different is it when you have one of these just up and backs, quick overnight, and kind of break the home schedule up?
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes it's not a bad thing. You know, and I think the challenge right now is I believe we're in 6 games in 9 nights. And so we've played a lot of hockey. So this up and back is probably not an ideal time right now for us. But in saying that, it's the NHL you know, there are a lot of games. There's every team goes through it where you have stretches in the schedule where you play tons of games, and this is one of them for us. So we've just got to find a way to make some hay here while the sun is shining. You know, we have a break coming up, so we've got to play some real good hockey against some good teams in the next week or so.
Well, Coach, best of luck tonight. We will be watching. Thanks so much for doing this morning, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Dan Lambert, Predators assistant coach, joining us. You'll hear from a coach every Thursday morning at 7:30 here on Robbie and Rex Road. I'll have pregame for you tonight at 6 o'clock. And, you know, this, I think we're at the time of year, Joe, where they're all big. They're all important. You got to get those 2 points. But St. Louis is right there in the same position that you are as the Predators. They know they need to go take care of business tonight, make this 3 in a row.
Yeah, and it's funny because, of course, I mean, I thought it was going to be St. Louis and the Preds this year battling for the second spot in the Central.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's really what I thought. I mean, I thought the Preds would be second or third, and it would be St. Louis with them. And instead, you know, right now, of course, they're right now they're in the 5 and 6 spots. And of course, the Preds with a point up and a game in hand. But these are, as David Poile likes to call them, the 4-point games.
They are, and actually, I sat down with David Poile yesterday. You'll hear that full conversation coming up next week as a part of Chase and Michelle, but, I mean, he used that exact phrase in the interview of that's where we're at in this point of year. And, you know, my takeaway was I think he's puzzled why some of the guys are not having the years that he had hoped they would. I mean, look, don't think anybody thought Matt Duchene was going to be a 40-goal scorer again, but, you know, 11, 34 points at this point in the season in 43 games, that's obviously a lot lower than you wanted him to be. He hasn't played to the level that he did a few years ago when it was like, what the heck's going on with him? But you were hoping for more. Same with Forsberg. Yossi's kind of been, you know, under his point total too. But that's obviously the frustrating part for him, because, I still think, like, if you look at the roster on paper, this roster should be showing more results than they have.
Yeah, and especially when you have the goaltending they've had from both goaltenders.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, UC Saros again, I mean, the thing is, if they don't make the playoffs, how many Vezina winners have there been on non-playoff teams? I'm sure it's
happened. Ooh, that's a good question.
I'm sure it's happened here or there, I guess. Probably, right? I need to look this up now. There's no way it's common, though. You know, I mean, if they don't make it.
I don't know. I mean, think about, you know,
it's not hard
Dominic
to make the playoffs.
Hasek's and, you know, some that.
That's true. Some of those Buffalo teams might not have made the playoffs when he won the Vezina.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I'd have to go back and look. I mean, that's a really good question.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's – if you take that out of the equation, these guys are, you know, they're not – I mean, they're not at all a playoff team. So, yeah, I think the expectations were a lot higher. It does kind of make last season look a little bit more – I mean, especially with Duchene, you brought him up. Like, that's the outlier season for him. I agree with you that Matt Duchene, it's not like this nightly, what is going on with this guy? Oh, he's a healthy scratch, or he's moved here or there. It's not that like it was a couple years ago. But last year does kind of look like the outlier for him here, doesn't it?
Did Winnipeg make it in 2020?
I think so. When Hellebuck won it?
Yeah, they were in the qualifying round.
Yeah. So
that counts.
In theory. Yeah, technically that counts. But, yeah, there's no way it's much, right?
I mean, no. Yeah, we'll look it up for sure. But coming up next, I can't wait. It's time for your rant. The Rex rant is all next here on Robbie and Rex Road. Chase in for Robbie today, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.